things are going one way. Seven games into the season, next thing you know, Klaus is down with the ACL injury again. And, you know, now they're going to be without him for the rest of the season. So the other night for the Eagles, it was good for them to beat St. Paul, to finally get that win without Klaus in the lineup, to get that monkey off their back. For St. Pius, you're exactly right. We had done a couple games at that Rolla Duke Herbert tournament at the beginning of the season, and Saxony was just lighting everybody up for 90-plus points. The Lancers, to their credit, held them to less than 60 and made it a very competitive game against a very big, very powerful Saxony team. So this should be an interesting matchup tonight, as you know, with the Eagles fresh off that win. You know, how can they build off that momentum? And for St. Pius, you know, just any momentum, any positives they had from that Saxony game, can they bring that into the game tonight, especially in front of the home crowd?
No doubt, yeah, a great crowd on hand already. The Lancer, the student section, looks like they are filled up and ready. JV game was prior to this, St. Pius winning the JV side of things. Grandview and St. Pius. We had the chance to hear from both head coaches prior to the game. That's Coach Eric Lawrence of the St. Pius Lancers and Coach Chris Miller of the Grandview Eagles. We'll go ahead and step aside for a short break here on AM 1400 KJFF and our online listeners at MIMOinfo.com. When we come back, we'll hear from both coaches on the Fleek's Equipment pregame show.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Welcome into AM 1400 KJFF online at MIMOinfo.com. Getting set for some boys basketball small school JCAA conference action tonight. St. Pius Lancers and the Grandview Eagles. We've got the head coach of the St. Pius Lancers joining us now, Coach Eric Lawrence. And Coach Lawrence, you get a chance to get back to, in the home gym after going on a tough road trip against Saxony Lutheran as well. But you put up a really good fight against a really good team.
Yeah, you know, boys had a lot of great effort. Like I said earlier in our earlier interview, this team's never given up. They keep fighting. I can't think of one game we gave up. And, you know, so we played tough against a good Saxony team. It's going to be nice to get back into our gym, our home gym, and go against Grandview. It's going to be another tough game. Grandview's not going to give up. They've played us tough every year I've played against them. So,
and conference came to a little added importance going on in it. It kind of gets some momentum as you head into that main portion of the season.
Absolutely. You know, like I've always said, any conference game, you can't take it for granted. You know, most of the kids know each other, so it's got a little bit more added intensity to it. And, you know, being the repeating champs, you know, everybody's trying to give us their best shot, so our boys got to come prepared every night.
You like that role?
You know, really it doesn't matter. I coach and I try to develop and plan for the season, whether we won conference the year before or not. You know, I don't think that my approach to the game would change much. You know, win or lose, I'm going to coach the same way.
Got a Grandview team that's a scrappy type ball club as well. What are some things that Coach Miller has them doing well?
Yeah, you know, Coach Miller's, Chris always done a great job making sure those kids are disciplined. They're always played great together. They never give up, and I think that speaks volumes to, you know, it's so much bigger than just the game and X's and O's, and I think Chris does an outstanding job, you know, developing great young men, and you can see that with the character they display on the court.
What do you think is going to be the biggest factor for you guys tonight to come away with the victory?
You know, if Luke can go and we can get him some time, I think he's going to give us a big size advantage on the inside as well as Riley. So I think that's where our biggest advantage is. Also, on the perimeter, I think our guard's a little bit quicker. So it may give us some lanes to attack. I'm sure Chris is probably going to try to pack it in as much as he can so we can't get lanes. But, you know, I don't like pinpoint one kid. I would guess it'd be Luke or Riley inside. But, you know, I think if we play our game, we'll be fine.
Fantastic. Coach, as always, appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, Coach Eric Lawrence, joining us here on KJFF for the pregame show. Back with more shortly.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment, just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is Kaylee Dinkins, wife of head coach for South Iron, Dusty Dinkins. The best way to rebound from a tough stain is with the Soap Ladies cleaning product.
Hi, this is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies laundry pod.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Welcome back in AM 1400 KJFF, online streaming at MyMoInfo.com. Continuing our pregame coverage, now we got the head coach of the Grandview Eagles boys basketball game, Coach Chris Miller. His team gets set to take on the St. Pius Lancers. And Coach, you guys able to snap a losing streak in the win last time around against St. Paul. That's got to feel pretty good, get a little momentum, and I'm sure you saw some good things that you guys executed well down there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a kind of a tough stretch for us for a while there after Kobe got hurt. But, you know, we just keep grinding, keep trying to make changes to the personnel we have and trying to figure out something that's going to work for us. We did see some good things. And, you know, St. Pius is a much different team than St. Paul, and I'm sure they'll have a good plan of attack for us. So hopefully, you know, we can put ourselves in position to compete.
What does Coach Lawrence and the St. Pius Lancers do well that can be a difficult task for you guys in this one?
Well, they play extremely, extremely hard, hit the glass very, very well, and, you know, use their athleticism to their advantage. And, you know, sometimes kids can't remember that they're 6'4", can't remember that they're lightning quick, and their kids seem to know exactly what they can do, and they play to their roles. And, you know, they're a very tough matchup for us and, you know, most of the teams in the county.
So then for you guys, then, what's the best way to combat that and try to come out on the winning end of this one?
I mean, the one thing that you might not make some shots one day. You might have a bad shooting day, or offensively you might be, you know, kind of poor. But the one thing you can control is how hard you play, the effort on the glass. You know, because those are the things that you know 100%. No matter how the game's officiated, how bad you're shooting, you know, you can control those things. So that's what we talked about. We've been talking about. And hopefully we've made some of those adjustments, and we can see that pay off tonight.
Coach, as always, appreciate you taking some time to speak with us here, and best of luck tonight, and looking forward to talking with you after the game.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Grandview Eagles boys basketball program, Coach Chris Miller, joining us here on AM 1400 KJFF, online at MyMoInfo.com. It's team getting set to take on the St. Pius Lancers on the road in the JCAA Small School Boys Basketball Conference matchup. We'll tip off in starting lineups brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss coming up next.
Comtree wants to thank you for your support. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking, Chief Operating Officer at Comtree. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance use treatment services. We want to be your health care home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 1-877-COMTREE. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radioland. I get it. Happy New Year, all!
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington or online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
What a thinking of feet. Welcome back in here to AM 1400 KJFF online at MIMOinfo.com. Getting set and ready for the starting lineups here on KJF. We'll begin with the visiting Grandview Eagles, who, of course, are without leading scorer and senior Kobe Klaus towards ACL earlier this year. But they do still have 5'8 senior Anthony Doldy, who has played well at the point guard position. 5'11 senior Drew Strands will get the start, paired with 6'1 junior Noah Richardson. 5'10 junior Brian Martinez has picked up the scoring a little bit since the absence of Klaus. Also plays some good defense. 6 foot junior Colton McAnally will battle down low and round things out for the Grandview Eagles. Meanwhile, for the St. Pius Lancers, 5'9 junior Carter Easter getting the start. Nicholas Sipple, 6'2", a senior, will start. And Jalen Thornton, a 6-foot junior, one of the more athletic kids you'll see in this county, gets the start at guard. He'll do some of the point guard duty. Sam Bishop, the 6'1", sophomore. Elliot Bishop, at 6'2", a senior, will also get the start as well. And Luke Claus, a kid that plays very, very well, dealing with a bit of an injury, so he may or may not get some action tonight, depending on the flow of the ball game early in this one. But we're set and ready. Grandview in the road uniforms with the black and the yellow trims, the white uniform, home whites for St. Pius. St. Pius across the chest, gold lettering as well. Starting lineups brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. Getting set to jump in the center for the Grandview Eagles. It's going to be Noah Richardson. And Grandview will be going from right to left. Meanwhile, it'll be Elliot Fisher getting a chance to jump in. Fisher, of course, the little quarterback for the St. Pius team. So Fisher and Richardson. Center cut, we're underway, and the tip-off will belong to the St. Pius Lancers. Controlling it is Carter Easter. As tip-off and game begins, 7 minutes early than scheduled, 6:53 tonight on this Friday. Swinging it to the right side is Sipple. Sipple's going to drive, goes straight to the basket. He's stopped by McAnally, fires it up, misses, no good. Drew Strands corrals the rebound. Goldie comes the other way. Grandview moving right to left. Near corner with it is McAnally. McAnally throws it to the right. And now it's Doldy. Near corner with it. Martinez zips it across to McAnally in the lane. Stolen away. Jalen Thornton using that speed. Coast to coast. Right hand. Can't finish. No good. Loose on the floor. And the basketball belongs to Martinez underneath. And it will be Grandview basketball.
You know, looking at the starting lineup for the Lancers tonight, if you take what happened in that Saxony game, if you take the 15 points that Jalen Thornton had, the rest of the starting four only had one combined point. So it's an interesting lineup that coach is throwing out here tonight, but we'll see how it plays out.
McAnally throws it out right to Strands, to Doldy. Near corner with the basketball, Richardson to McAnally, right side jumper, got it. Colt McAnally hits it from the right elbow. He's got his first points of the night, the first points in this game. Jalen Thornton crosses left, moves left. Beautiful drop-off pass down low. Fisher can't finish, but he gets his own rebound. Go back up, and he's got it, but they say the foul occurs on the floor. I believe it did, so that's going to be a little bit of a tough break for St. Pius. So Elliot Fisher finished that one. But nonetheless, they'll get it underneath, and they'll throw it underneath on the right block. Jalen Thornton's got it on the right wing. He's met at the top by Doldy. Thornton dribbles left, throws it out to the left side of Carter Easter. Now with the basketball is Sipple down low. Kick out, Thornton's at the top, shoots the triple, and he rattles it home. Jalen Thornton has got three, and Thornton entering tonight's game, shooting 30% from three. He's really improved his shooting a little bit as a whole. Started the year off really well, shooting the basketball. And Thornton, that was the one thing. If he can get that jump shot, he'll be even more lethal. Grandview basketball, McAnally throws it out. Wanting a triple is Strands, tries to answer. That's no good, and the rebound belongs to St. Pius. And Bishop brings it up the floor to Easter. Over to Thornton. He tries to zip it back over to Bishop, but throws it just behind him. That's a turnover on St. Pius. 3-2 in favor of the Lancers with 6:01 left in the first quarter. St. Pius 6-5 on the air. Grandview 4-9. Grandview coming off a win against St. Paul. Pius a loss. It's a very talented Saxony Lutheran team. McAnally zips it to Martinez. Back out Doldy. Swinging it around the perimeter to Strands. Back over to Doldy. Now near corner with it is Martinez. Crosses it up, and he's got it. Step through, and the pump fake gets Thornton in the air. Mid-range jump shot. No good from Strands, and the rebound belongs to Sipple. Bringing it up the floor. Back to the basket. Splitting defenders. Throws it out near corner. Wanting a three. Too strong. And the offensive rebound by St. Pius. Kicking it back to Thornton. Sipple's got that one. 3-2, 5:20 left in the first quarter.
That's my pick to click for the Eagles is Colton McAnally, and my pick to click for the Lancers tonight, Jalen Thornton.
Jalen Thornton and McAnally both play big roles on the team so far this year. Easter throws it left block, driving is Fisher, missing. A loose ball on the floor is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by Grandview, so St. Pius will get it back.
But you're right on Jalen Thornton. He just has to be more effective from the floor, as you were saying. I mean, right now he's only 39% from the floor, 37% overall. You know, so for a guy that's, you know, wanting to put up over 100 attempts in shooting so far this year, you know, he's only nailing close to, you know, 36, 37 of them. So he just needs to be more effective from the floor.
Yeah, certainly working on that jump shot. He's fantastic at getting to the basket as a turnover on Pius on a travel. But the jump shot could use a little improvement, and it has improved a little bit this year. McAnally again wants that right elbow jumper. This time too strong, no good. The rebound's chased down by Bishop. And a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Lawrence. 30-second variety, 4:47 left in the first. 3-2 in favor of St. Pius over Grandview. We'll step aside for a 30-second break here on KJF.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County WISE Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, January 14th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the WISE Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike, a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The WISE Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Back inside the Ralph Boyer Gymnasium here at St. Pius X High School, the Lancers lead it 3-2 with 4:43 left in the first quarter. Easter bringing it up the floor to Thornton. Thornton dribbles between his legs, bounces it back over to Easter, back over to Thornton, far corner, drives, lobs in, knocked away by Strands, out of bounds. On the floor for Grandview, it looks like it's Strands, Doldy, Richardson, McAnally, and Martinez. For Pius, looks like Bishop, Thornton, as well as Sipple. And I believe now checking into the game, Grant Veman is in the ball game. Inbounds pass goes right to Thornton, and a pretty find by Carter Easter, who completes the five players on the floor. An assist for Easter and points 4 and 5 for Thornton. 5-2 lead for Pius. Martinez in the far corner, rolls it around to the top of the perimeter. Strands, who works it into the near corner to Richardson. Richardson, overhead pass, back over to Strands. Doldy to Richardson. Over to Doldy, back out right. Far corner is Martinez. Martinez bounces it back up top to Strands. Working that perimeter now. McAnally wants a triple. That's off the front rim, and it's a loose ball, and it's going to be last touched by the Grandview Eagles. It'll be St. Pius basketball on the loose ball.
I like the effort going down low to get the rebound out there. Good drive down low. Unfortunately, it rolled out, but Pius will get possession off that.
That they will. And taking it is Carter Easter, the point guard. Easter bringing it up the floor, throws it out right. Bishop swings it into the far corner. Veman for three. This one off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound and another miss. Still loose on the floor. And who's going to come up with it? It'll be Drew Strands. Strands. Near corner with it. Martinez wants a triple, and he gets it to fall. High arcing three. Brian Martinez gives Grandview the tie against Pius at 5 with 3:30 left in the first.
That was a good three. Nice look at the basket and was effective with it, taking that shot.
Thornton at the top, dribbles right, far corner. St. Pius looking for another triple, and they got it. Answered. That was Sipple from downtown. Randy with it, far corner is Martinez. Cross-court pass. Doldy thought about it, decides against it as Easter closes out quick. 8-5 Pius lead, 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Richardson for three, off the front rim, no good. Rebound belongs to Sipple to push. That's going to be on, it looks like, Martinez. That'll be his first.
Yeah, not a good foul down low there, but you're exactly right. First foul on him, and Sipple with the bucket, only his fifth point of the season with that three.
Caden Cook checking in for the ball game for the first time. So Cook is in for Easter, and he will bring it up the floor. Cook, a 5'9 sophomore, and this one goes off of the hands of Bishop on the right side. Out of bounds, a turnover on St. Pius, and Grandview will get it back. Comes Doldy, far corner with it, Martinez. Martinez back over to Doldy as they work the perimeter like they have most of the game. Richardson has it back, squares, throws it around the perimeter. Now it's to Doldy, near corner with it, Martinez. He's going to try to split defenders, drive, step through in the lane, and he draws contact and a foul. He'll get two shots. Nice job, Brian Martinez, cutting into the lane, and he'll get a couple free throws.
I was just about to say that. He had two defenders on him from Pius, and he just took the ball, tucked it in, and then used almost like a fullback, running back kind of mentality, if you will, and went to the net with it and got the bruise and goes to the charity stripe.
So Martinez's first free throw is off the mark. No good. Brian Martinez on the season averaging 5.3 points. He's now 12 of 22 from the free throw line, sitting at about 55%. Two team fouls on Granby, one on Pius. Martinez takes a couple dribbles, bends the knees, flicks the wrist, watches it sail through the net. He's got 4 points out of the six for Grandview. A little bit of pressure this time from the Eagles, and this one's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover. Great defense by Grandview working against Veman. Veman couldn't keep the body control, and the Eagles will get the ball back.
Six turnover for Pius in the quarter already, and, you know, Grandview, they got to figure out a way to capitalize off those when you get those freebies, those free possessions back.
No doubt about it. McAnally throws it out right. Doldy, Martinez, still has it on the perimeter, lobs it up top to Strands. Now it's Richardson. Back over to Strands, to Doldy. Pius has really packed it inside, and Martinez again drives, drops it off to Richardson. He's going to go up, and this one's swatted away by Claus, who's in the ball game for the first time. Thornton brings it up the floor for Pius. Throws it back out right to Cook. It's Veman, Cook, Thornton, Claus. And it looks like Bishop on the floor for the Lancers. Beg your pardon, that's Sipple on the floor. And Thornton goes up, misses, but a push foul called underneath, and that will be against Pius on the loose ball. So it'll be Grandview basketball, and it will go against, looks like, Bishop. His first, or beg your pardon, this is going to be on Caden Cook.
You know, one of the stats real quick here for St. Pius in their last game against Saxony, overall shooting 19 for 61. That's 42 rebounds that are left open, and they only were able to get 17 of them against Saxony. So that's something that they're going to hope they can improve on this time around.
4-3 from the left wing, and hitting is Drew Strands. Grandview out front 9-8 with 1:05 left in the first quarter. Thornton directing traffic with his left hand from the left wing. Looks like he wants a one-on-one post-up match. Nope, instead going to throw it back out right to Veman. Veman back over to Thornton, far corner with it, and now entering it down low, back to the basket, spinning, shooting, missing, no good, and the rebound belongs to Grandview. Pushing the floor, Doldy contacts, and a foul called, and that'll send Doldy to the free throw line. Claus was unable to hit the shot, and Doldy will head to the line for a chance of two free throws here.
I tell you what, some of these tight end court partitions that they have set up here, I mean, if you're with Grandview, you know, you've seen Klaus go down with his ACL, you don't have much room for error, and you got guys now from the Eagles that are sliding into some of these walls. The one down at the opposite end is just stonemason concrete, and so you just, if you're the coach, you kind of just have to shudder a little bit if you're Miller.
Yeah, no doubt. Hold your breath. Doldy hits the first free throw, hits the second. Goes 2 for 2 from the line. He's now 22 of 36 on the year, on averaging 6.2 points a game. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. 11-8 lead for Grandview here in a JCAA Small School Conference boys basketball matchup. Near side looking for a triple. This one too strong. No good from Veman. And a rebound belonging to Richardson. Richardson hands left to Strands. Throws it up the floor to McAnally. He's at the left elbow. Now throws it to Martinez. Back to Doldy up top. Splits defenders. Drives. Floater in the lane. And he gets it to fall. Anthony Doldy's got 4. Grandview with a 5-point lead. 13 seconds left. Bringing it up the floor. Dre Townsend in for the first time. Crosses it left. Driving. Simple floats. Loose. Loss. Goes up and he's fouled. Loss will head to the free throw line with 2 or 4 seconds left. And he'll get 2 shots opportunity here. Luke Claus on the season, averaging 7.9 points a game and 7 rebounds. So he's certainly a big force down low. Gives them a size advantage.
Now for a guy that wasn't in the starting lineup, possibly due to injury, seeing him going head over heels isn't really what Coach Lawrence, you know, kind of had dialed up in the game plan, putting him back in there.
So Claus misses the free throw.
And really, the free throws right now, Will, the story of the game, essentially, you know, with Grandview going 4 for 4, that's exactly what your lead is at this point in time.
3 seconds left, the made free throw. Martinez with 1 second and doesn't look up in time, doesn't have it. And the clock will expire with ball in hand. And at the end of one, the Grandview Eagles have a 13-9 lead over the St. Pius Lancers here at St. Pius, the 10th high school. Step aside for a 1-minute break here on KJFF.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
lead for the Grandview Eagles visiting the St. Pius Lancers boys hoops action here on KJF as we start the second quarter. Thanks to some of our sponsors, Jefferson College in Hillsborough, the UPS store, and Festus as well. With the basketball for St. Pius is Cook. They don't throw it outright to Jalen Thornton as they'll move left to right here in the second quarter. With the basketball in the ball game, it looks like that is Claus. Down low and up and banking it home, Luke Claus. He's got two, and it's 11-13. Martinez quickly up the floor for Grandview, spinning, driving, and shooting and missing. But he gets his own rebound, but he travels, goes out of bounds. On the floor for St. Pius, Riley Nagger as well as Caden Cook. Luke Claus is on the floor. Also, DeMonte Gary in for the first time with Jalen Thornton as well as Caden Cook. Up the floor to Gary. Claus out there underneath trying to get position. Gary drives, drops it off to Claus, and he goes up and in. Nice job that time from DeMonte Gary to find Claus. Drew the defender off of him and dropped it in.
Exactly right. That was a good look, good read, and great job to get the ball in the bucket. Tie ball game.
13-13, 7 minutes left in the half, and St. Pius turning up the pressure. Richardson driving to the basket. Pump fakes, goes up, swatted away by Nagger into the hand of Gary. Gary up the floor. One on two. Floats in the lane. In and out, no good, but Jalen Thornton collects the miss. Thornton goes up himself, fouled, can't quite finish. But he'll head to the free throw line for a chance at two. On the floor for Grandview, Noah Richardson. Looks like Brian Martinez, Anthony Doldy, as well as Colton McAnally. And rounding things out, Drew Strands. Foul goes against Colton McAnally. That is his second. Thornton at the free throw line. First one is up and in. 6 points for Jalen Thornton now.
And quietly, McAnally is sitting with two fouls here in the first half. And, you know, you've got to have somebody from Grandview step up to help kind of fill this void that's been left by Kobe Klaus going down with injury. And McAnally is going to have to be your big horse to rely on.
McAnally throwing the ball in now with two fouls underneath. Jalen Thornton has checked out of the ball game. Josh Rubel has checked in. McAnally to inbound, uses the baseline moving east to west, and he'll throw it into the hands of Doldy. St. Pius now throwing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt as Cook all over. Doldy throws it out right. McAnally, the trailer, gets a little shooter's touch and puts it through. He hits the three, and it's 16-15 Grandview now.
Well, it's funny because one of my pregame notes is get Colton McAnally to stop shooting the threes as he was only 7 for 34 on the year for a guy that's 60% from the floor. So hey, who am I?
Yeah, Gary has it down low, loose on the floor, and he travels. Grandview basketball. And McAnally was able to hit that one. McAnally certainly has had to step up his scoring a little bit with Klaus out. He's averaging 11.5 points per game. But yeah, you mentioned entered the game shooting just 20.5% from three. Man-to-man full court pressure for St. Pius. Grandview McAnally getting the set to check the ball in. He'll find Martinez in the backcourt, getting pressured by Cook. Gets around him, now spins back, still in the backcourt. Hands off to Doldy. Doldy's got to get it across the timeline. He does, working against Rubel. And there's going to be a block foul called on Rubel. That'll be the 14th foul on St. Pius with 6:07 left in the half.
Yeah, you both had players doing a lot of leaning into each other there. That one could have gone either way.
Yeah, maybe it would have been a better no call.
Yeah, Doldy was doing a lot of leaning in as well, and he could have fallen over if he leaned in anymore.
Strands has the basketball working against Nager. Strands Sends it out right. McAnally wants to try to go for two. Instead, misses well. Short, but a rebound by Noah Richardson. Richardson gets it back up. Now it strands on the right wing with it met closely by Nagger. Throws it to the top to Martinez. Drives left to the basket. Met by Klaus. Up and under. Right hand. Gets it to fall. What a move by Brian Martinez. Show a little athleticism there.
Underhanded from one side of the net to the other. That's decent.
He's got six. Loose ball on the floor on the pressure D from Grandview. Contact foul called. It's going to go against Pius. That's their fifth. And it will be the first foul called. Again, or second foul, beg your pardon, on Rubel. Claus is going to check out of the ball game. Jalen Thornton back in for St. Pius. McAnally to inbound in the backcourt for Grandview after the Pius turnover. Gets it into Martinez. And a quick timeout taken by Coach Miller. 18-15, Eagles on top with 5:28 left in the first half. 30-second timeout. Go ahead, thank some of our sponsors here. We'll keep it here. I want to thank Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. John, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Twin City, Toyota, Kansas City, Herculaneum, and Soap Lady in Bonterre, as well as YMCA of Jefferson County, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fettertown, and Ironton. Stay tuned for the half. Midwest Sports Center halftime show will be coming up as well, as we'll break it down.
So real quick before we dive back into the action, if you've got McAnally shooting 21% from three-point land, and he's been dialing up enough of them, you know, when you're at 35 and you're only hitting 21%, but you're 60% from the floor, he needs to be more of a force down low with the others out there shooting the threes. If you got Isaacson and Doldy combining alone just for 44% from three-point land, McAnally needs to get down low and be more effective down there.
Thornton throws it into Gary on the inbounds play. Gary floater in the lane, no good. Nagger working against McAnally, jump ball, and it'll be Grandview basketball the other way. The possession arrow favoring Grandview, so it actually will stay with the Eagles here as they try to bring it up the floor. Full court man-to-man pressure again from St. Pius. Trying to throw it deep as McAnally throws it to Martinez. It's loose, and it's into the hands, stolen away by Cook. Cook drops it off. Left side, Gary up and in with the right hand. Namonte Gary got two. Nice find from Cook. And Pius has cut the deficit to one. 18-17 in favor of Grandview. 5 minutes even left. With the basketball in the backcourt, Doldy. There he is again. Cook forces a turnover. Now a foul called underneath, and it is going to go against Grandview. Pius turning up the defensive intensity here.
I'll say they are. Demonte Gary, he's been in front of the face of even like McAnally a while ago on that throw-in. He's been jumping up and down. He's been a force, and then he's been diving around for loose balls. And now you bring in double zero Riley Nager, another kid. He's about 6'5", tall drink of water. So now they're starting to get a little height in there, starting to create some havoc now for the Eagles.
Rubel throws it in to Thornton. Back to Rubel on the play, and this one is going to somehow bounce in. Don't see that happen from the corner too often, but Rubel's got a triple, and Pius has the lead, 20-18 with 4:42 left. Loose in the air, Grandview, and this is going to be stolen away. Left side with it, wanting another triple is Rubel. This time, there was no doubt, nothing but nylon from the left wing. Rubel's got six, and the Lancers all of a sudden out front, 23-18, 4:31 left. Coach Miller of Grandview wants a 30-second break. We'll take one with him here on AM 1400 KJFF.
Hi, this is Dana Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
.431 left to play in the first half of action. We'll check alongside Matt Bates, 23-18 lead in favor of the St. Pius Lancers, who have gone on about an 8-0 run here in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. A while ago when you said they're turning up the heat, they're doing exactly that. And when you look right now, there's big number three, Demonte Gary, right in the face of McAnally.
McAnally going for the home run, finds Martinez, and he's going to catch the basketball in the key and then zip it around back to the perimeter. Loose ball, and it's going to be a foul on the floor on St. Pius. Looks like that'll be tagged on Caden Cook. Cook joined on the floor by Josh Rubel. DeMonte Gary, Jalen Thornton, as well as Riley Nager. For Grandview, into the ball game is, it looks like, for the first time, Zach Perrin in the ball game.
Well, I tell you what, Martinez was coming through there with some authority, and McAnally almost created his third straight turnover on that throw-in.
So on the floor for Grandview, it's Doldy as well as Zach Perrin, Martinez, McAnally, and Strands. Spinning is Martinez floating. I think he walked, though. And, yeah, he took an extra step. Turnover on Grandview with 4:16 left in the half. 23-18 in favor of the host team. St. Pius looking to go to 7-5. Grandview looking to get to 5-9. Driving with the basketball, Cook. Beautiful drop off on the left side. Easy money that time for Riley Nager. Another pretty find that time from Caden Cook. Up the floor quickly the other way. Martinez banks it home as they beat the press with ease. Martinez has got 8. And it's 25-20. Pius under 4 minutes to play in the half.
I like the pace now. Sorry about that. Sorry. Yeah.
Dre Townsend throws it left to Thornton. Now to Townsend. Back to the basket. Nager drops it off to Thornton. Step three, left hand, and he gets it to fall. What a pretty move. Jalen Thornton finger rolls it up and in with the offhand. He's got 9. Crossing over is Doldy. He puts defenders driving, and he carries the basketball. He turns it over. St. Pius will get it back, but Coach, you're 100% right. The flow of this game has certainly increased.
Yes, and I like the pace of this, but it's funny. Now that they've turned up the heat and turned up the pace a little bit, you would expect it to be more of a sloppy game, but it's actually turning into a better played ball game.
Doing a nice job controlling it. Thornton goes through his legs, working against Doldy. Law pass up top to Gary, swatted away by Zach Perrin, but back into the hands of Gary, who's going to launch a triple off the front rim. No good. Loose on the floor, and Doldy comes up with it. Doldy pushing the pace for Grandview. He goes it to himself. Finger roll up and in. Anthony Doldy's got 6. Cuts the lead back to 5, 27-22, 3 minutes left in the half. Thornton the other way, driving, kicking, throwing it right into the hands of Drew Strands. Turns it over. Strands there for the steal. Strands, lob pass down low. Perrin up with the right hand and can't finish. No good. Rebound belongs to Riley Nager. And Nager throws it up the floor to Townsend, who skips it, tries to skip it, I should say, to Cook, but throws it out of bounds, turns it over. As it looks like Richardson's checking into the game for Perrin. Out of the game goes Cook. Back into the game comes Carter Easter for Pius. McAnally inbounds it. Gets it into the hands of Strands. Now douches it to Martinez driving, and that one knocked away. Richardson was driving. Easter swats it up the floor. And Gary gets it to fall, but a whistle blown. Looks like he walked with the basketball. Turns it over.
Well, I tell you what, Nager just slapped that ball.
And now we have a conversation. The trail official is looking like he might overrule the lead official here. Coach Lawrence signaling a count for the basket. The lead official blew the whistle as he was heading back down to the floor. And they do count the basket. Wow, so they're going to say it's good.
Okay.
Even though the whistle was blown. So an inadvertent whistle, I don't know. But either way, 29-22. Coach Miller not happy. Doldy with the basketball, and he gets fouled. And that'll be the 17th foul on Pius. That'll send Doldy to the line for a 1-1.
Well, and you don't have a lot of room on this sideline over here because the chairs fit just enough. And the coach, when he walks, I mean, he could get an on-court violation, but it looks like they have to let that go given the proximity of the chairs to the court.
Yeah, most definitely. There's no room at all. I'm sure there's a little wiggle room on that. McAnally will check out of the ball game.
Yeah, that was a strange call down low while they're there.
I really am not sure what was going on. Looked like the official called a travel, then the other one overruled it. Very confusing what happened there. Doldy, the front end of the 1-1, is up and in. He's 3-3 from the charity stripe. He's got 7 points. Luke Claus checks back into the game in favor of Gary. So now it's Claus, Easter, Thornton on the floor, as well as Townsend and Nager for St. Pius. As Doldy takes a couple dribbles, flicks the wrist, and is 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. He's got 8 on the floor for Grandview, Martinez, Richardson, Perrin, Doldy, and Strands. Left side, Thornton with 2:18 to play in the half, 29-24. Pius on top. Right side, 3, way too strong from Easter, but an offensive rebound up and in. There's Luke Claus down low using the advantage that he has in the height department. Strands up the floor to Martinez. Martinez back up top to Doldy. 2 minutes even. Doldy driving towards the basket. Floats with the left hand in the lane. And the finger rolls up and in. Straight on into the basket. Townsend up the floor now. Pius moving from left to white. Home white uniforms. Gold lettering. Nagger zips it down low to the left block. And there's a foul called against Perrin. That'll be his first as Claus took the pass and was bumped from behind.
Well, that was a good look down here by Doldy last possession, just to recognize the lane was open, took it straight to it, had four Lancers closing in on him, was able to bring it to the bucket, puts Lancers up by five.
With 1:46 left in the half, Carter Easter inbounding the basketball. Bounces it, gets it into Thornton. Thornton gets two defenders in the air, goes up, misses, and the rebound goes to Strands. Gets it to Martinez, who hands it off to Strands on the left side. Now it's to Martinez at the top. Martinez at the free throw line, pushes it back out to Doldy. Doldy, again, driving. He's had success. Shoots up a wild shot this time. No good. Claus with the rebound. Sends it up the floor to Townsend. Townsend drops it down low to Nagger, and Nagger's foul. It looks like at the hands of Richardson.
Just like that. Grandview's got to fight their way back, claw their way back from a five-point deficit. But it's just these turnovers and these fouls are just seeming to be the kryptonite for him at this point in time.
Seventh foul, so into the bonus comes Riley Nagger from the free throw line. The 1-1 is up and in. Riley Nagger's got 3 points. On the season, Riley Nagger is a good free throw shooter, now 28 of 39, about 72% on the year. He's increased the Pius lead to 6. Second free throw, nothing but nylon. He's got 4 points. Timeout taken on the floor by Coach Eric Lawrence of the St. Pius Lancers. 33-26, 1:20 left in the half. We'll take a 30-second break here on KJF.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Grandview basketball, they'll check the ball in here. With 1:18 left on the first half clock, 33-26 in favor of Grandview, and a travel. Doldy walks with the basketball, turns it over. It'll be Pius ball. Carter Easter, Jalen Thornton, Luke Claus, Gary, and Riley Nagger on the floor for the Lancers with 1:12 left in the half. They lead it by 7, 33-26. Thornton, left wing, dribbles towards the top, throws it out right to Riley Nagger. Nagger bounces down low to Claus. Turn around, gets it to go. Luke Claus has got 8. And it's a 9-point lead, Pius's largest lead of the night. Grandview breaks the pressure. Martinez has it in the far corner. Overhead pass, gets it to McAnally. Works it around to the top to Strands. Strands outright to Doldy. Back over to Strands to Richardson in the near corner. Drops it down low to Strands, working against Claus, and he walks with the basketball, trying to dive towards the basket. Turns it over.
I was just about to say, McAnally needs to get down low, and as soon as I was getting ready to say that, he cuts down low, and then it just creates a turnover. People started looking around, and I'm sure that's not what they were talking about at the break, is to come out and have two consecutive turnovers.
No doubt. Jalen Thornton to Nagger, down low. Luke Claus again, using the size, and he puts it down in a foul, working against Colton McAnally. Certainly has the height advantage against McAnally, and he'll head to the line for a chance at a 3-point play. McAnally standing at 6 foot, meanwhile Luke Claus standing at 6'5", so that'll certainly give you a little bit of an advantage. Free throw attempt from Claus is going to miss off the right side, no good, and a whistle blown. It looks like a foul called on Nagger of Pius. 37-26. 10 points now for Claus. That's going to send McAnally to the line. He'll have a chance at a 1-1 with 25 seconds left in the half.
Speaking of in the half, in this quarter, St. Pius, 28 points in this quarter. That's putting the biscuit in the basket, as they say, to use a hockey reference.
Certainly is. Grandview tied with what they had in the first half or first quarter right now at 13. But now they up it because McAnally hits the free throw. He's got 6 points, and it's a 10-point game, 37-27. 25 seconds left on the clock. McAnally bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and misses off the rim. No good. Rebound belongs to Pius. Pushing it up the floor is Easter, out left to Thornton. And it looks like Pius might be holding for the last shot here. 13 seconds. Throws it to Easter on the left wing. Easter guarded closely by Martinez. To Nagger with 6 seconds. Back up top is Thornton. He's going to do a one-on-one isolation. 3 seconds. Throws it up top to Gary. 1 second. Gets it off, and he can't hit. No good on the left block. And that'll end the first half of basketball with the St. Pius Lancers leading the Grandview Eagles by a score of 37-27. Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up next on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show here on AM 1400 KJFF. 37-27 lead for the St. Pius Lancers over the Grandview Eagles so far in this one. The stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Jan, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914 here in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. And Matt, in this one, it was a very low-scoring type affair, 13-9 the first quarter. Then all of a sudden, we saw the tempo increase about 100% in that second quarter.
Oh, it turned into an all-out jailbreak. And if you're a St. Pius Lancer, I mean, it just seemed like everything they were throwing up at the net seemed to be going in. I mean, a team that had started out 1-for-8, at least just from the floor from two-point land, next thing you know, in the second quarter, they go 9-for-13. So now they're 10-for-21, almost just a shade under 50% for the night. So when you have that kind of success and when you're not missing that many buckets, it doesn't set up for too many rebounds. And if rebounding had been kind of a bugaboo lately, you know, you can kind of, you know, erase that off the dry erase board as they're eliminating some of the rebound mistakes that they could have made.
Yeah, and the biggest difference that I saw that led to that full court or kind of more up-tempo was the fact that St. Pius at first was playing a half-court style of defense. They were not pressing. Then they started going into a man-to-man press, and that created a lot of issues to try to use that speed and athleticism to really mess up with Grandview. Grandview had a little bit of a tough time with that at times as well.
I totally agree with you on that point, too. And also the fact that the players that were being substituted in for St. Pius when they started putting in big double zero, that Riley Nager, and then they also had, you know, you had Elliot Fisher, but then you also had Thompson, and but DeMonte Gary. I think the size started messing with Grandview's mentality, because when they started bringing in some of those taller bodies up that tempo, playing that tighter man defense, it just seemed to throw throw Grandview into a flummox.
It most certainly did a little bit for the Eagles, but to the Eagles' credit, they were able to battle with it, but certainly outscored in that second quarter by a score of 28-14 as well. And that's allowed this 10-point lead for the St. Pius Lancers at the half, 37-27. Stats, personalized stats that are brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Luke Claus has checked in the game. He's got 10 points, 9 points for Jalen Thornton, as well as 6 points from Josh Rubel, 4 points for Riley Nager, a couple for DeMonte Gary, 3 from Nicholas Sipple as well. Meanwhile, for the Grandview Eagles, 6 for Colton McAnally, 8 for Brian Martinez, 10 for Anthony Doldy leading the way. Drew Strantz with 3 points as well for the Eagles. As those are your stats. Super to bring those to you. Of course, Bloomsdale Bank with you, and also want to thank the Soap Lady in Bon Terre, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, and Mike Welker in Perryville, State Farm insurance agent Eric Schweitz, who of course sponsors all of our starting lineups. We'll go ahead, step aside for a short break here again on KJFF. When we come back, we'll hit you with the second half of action. That's up next on KJFF.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is Kaylee Dinkins, wife of head coach for South Iron, Dusty Dinkins. The best way to rebound from a tough stain is with the Soap Ladies cleaning product.
Hi, this is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies laundry pod.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Comtree wants to thank you for your support. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking, Chief Operating Officer at Comtree. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance use treatment services. We want to be your health care home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 1-877-COMTREE. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
There. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations,
Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
Welcome you back in to St. Pius, the 10th high school inside our off-wear gymnasium. Look at the scores, 37-27 in favor of the host St. Pius Lancers over the Grandview Eagles, a 10-point lead. St. Pius looking to get to 7-5 on the year and get another conference victory under their belt. Played Crystal City back on December 20th and able to get a victory in that game as well. Grandview Eagles looking to turn their fortunes around, get to 5-9 on the season and put what would be their second consecutive win of the year. And Matt, what are your keys to the second half for both teams?
Keys to the second half, I mean, if I'm a St. Pius Lancer, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing, to get the big lead that they did and, you know, the 28 points that they put up. I mean, that wasn't by accident. If you're Grandview, to me, I still think you got to figure out how to get McAnally down low, and you got to figure out how to deal now with the height that Coach Lawrence is using for St. Pius. How can we fight around that? Because, honestly, I mean, man-to-man out here, they're about 3-4 inches taller now than every Eagle that's out there. So, I mean, if I'm Coach Miller, I got to figure out how to adjust to the height that's now being used against me.
37-27 as we get set to start the second half of basketball, and it will be St. Pius ball. Gary is in the game for the Lancers, as well as Sipple, Jalen Thornton. Also, Caden Cook coming in. Riley Negger, your starting lineup is brought to you by Eric Schweiss. In the second half, we're biased. Cook has it in the far corner. Bounces it. McAnally working against Sipple. Forces a turnover into Anna Martinez. Martinez on the left side. Driving to the basket. Floats in the lane. Gets it to fall. Brian Martinez has got 10 on the floor for Grandview. It's Richardson, McAnally, Martinez, Doldy, and Strands, your starters. Here's Gary. Gary drives it, puts it on the floor, is fouled, and led to the line for two shots. And Gary looks like he might be in a little bit of pain with the ankle there. He might have rolled it a little bit, that left foot. Let's see if he's okay. And he's going to have to check out of the game. He's going to walk himself out. Clearly in a little bit of pain, so hopefully he is all right. Luke Claus will check back into the ball game here as he hovers it with that ankle. Got twisted up, driving inside of the key.
Yeah, I saw that his shoes didn't have very much ankle support. They're relatively low cut. Now you got to bring in the pinch hitter, Luke Klost, to come in, finish it off for him.
Klost, his first free throw, rattles up and in. 11 points for Klost. Klost on the season, now 10 of 27 from the free throw line. Second free throw from him. This one is up, off back iron, no good, but skying up and getting the rebound, Colton McAnally. Doldy with it on the left wing. Gives it to Strands. He's going to fire a triple from the top of the key. No good. Claus gets the rebound. Outlets it over to Jalen Thornton. Thornton dribbles through his legs. Skips it down low to Nagger. Back out to Jalen Thornton. Puts it on the floor. Drives to the basket. Travels with the basketball. Oh, no. It's going to be a jump ball, they say. And the possession arrow will favor Grandview. So they say that Doldy got his hand in there. Forced the jump ball, but either way, it will be Grandview basketball. Possession arrow now goes to Pius. McAnally zips it up to Doldy, and then Doldy travels with the basketball immediately, and that's a turnover.
Yeah, there's no need to get into a huddle about that to see which way that one's going to go. He caught the ball, went to run with it like a football, and unfortunately, this is basketball, and you can't do that.
No, Trey Townsend checks into the game in favor of Jalen Thornton. Now Thornton heads back to the scorer's table, so just getting a quick breather. Nagger back over into the hands of Townsend. Townsend through the legs, working against Doldy. Bounces it near side. Cook jacks up a three. Nothing but nylon from the near corner. Caden Cook, his first bucket of the night, and it's a 41-29 lead for the Lancers. Up the floor to Martinez. Martinez spins, getting trapped, throws it over to Doldy. Doldy driving, losing control of the basketball. Hands it off right side, McAnally. And Kloss misdirects his shot, misses badly, and it goes into the hands of Negger. Brings it up the floor. Townsend hands it back off to Negger and floats, but can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound, goes up, and puts it through. Negger's got six. And McAnally forced that one, turns it over. Townsend picks it off. Townsend against Martinez. Almost travels. In fact, he does travel. That's a turnover. 5:59 left in the third quarter. 43-29, Pius on top.
Martinez just snuck his hand in underneath there and flipped the ball up just enough to create a little havoc there. And was key in getting that turnover. McAnally with the throw in.
There's that full court man-to-man pressure again from Pius. Throws it out left. They beat it. Richardson, left side, right hand layup, up and in.
That's what Granby's going to need to do to stay in this ball game, not turn the ball over and sink the baskets when they have their possessions. They can't afford to keep turning the ball over. Reach in.
Richardson reaches in on Klaus. And Klaus will hand it off to the official, give it to Cook, who will throw it in right in front of us here on the right baseline. Play in motion. He's going to bounce it near corner with it. Now it's back over to Thornton. Back to Cook. Cook gets the defender. Martinez in the air. Nope. Travels with it. So a travel on Cook. A turnover on Pius. They have a 12-point lead with 5:33 left in the third quarter. Doldy. Again, pressure from Pius. This time not man-to-man pressure. Looks like a 1-2-2. And here comes Thornton. Thornton is going to drive to the basket. Pulls it with the right hand. Gets it to go. Turnover and capitalizing. Are the Lancers, that's 11 for Thornton. It's like, again, the 2-2-1 zone, or 1-2-2, beg your pardon. Full court pressure, putting a lot of tough issues on Grandview as Martinez misses badly. Thornton with the rebound. Coming the other way, throws it up and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Thornton. Loses control of the basketball. It will be Grandview ball as Perrin has come to check into the ballgame in favor of McAnally.
Yeah, I was going to say we're going to need to change that up because McAnally right now is single-handedly he's just self-destructing out there, and you can't keep going with that. So bring it in, Perrin, and get a throw in. They got to get some momentum going. I mean, if you're down by 14, once again, turning the ball over without having any shots on possessions, can't put any points on the board when you're doing that.
Yeah, Pius has – or first, Granby's got to figure out how to break this 2-2-1 press. As they barely break it off a loose ball tip, and then Martinez pulls up, misses. Carter Easter with the rebound, who checked into the ballgame in favor of Cook. So Pius all over them on that full court pressure. Randy has not been able to react to it very well. Down low, left side, powers way up. Sipple got it in, the foul. He's got five, and it's 47-31 as Pius continues to pull away here in the third quarter. 4:39 left. And Coach Chris Miller is going to call a full timeout with 4:39. 47-31, Pius on top here in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a one-minute break here on KJFF.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radioland. I get it. Happy New Year, all!
Yes. And I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Husker mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
.47-31, 4:39 left to play in the third quarter. Pius all over Grandview in this one. Triple at the line for a chance at an and-one opportunity here. After he put the bucket down low, warning a timeout from head coach Chris Miller. On the floor, out of the break for Pius, Claus, Easter, Sipple, Thornton, and Nagger. And then for the Grandview Eagles, it looks like it's McAnally, Strands, Doldy, Martinez, and Richardson. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist. Free throw is no good. Loose on the floor. Rebound, Luke Claus. Goes up, can't finish, gets his own rebound again, and he kicks it back out. Mid-range jumper from Easter, and he buries it just from inside the left elbow. So Carter Easter's on the board for the first time tonight, and he becomes the eighth Lancer to score. Grandview able to break the press this time. Martinez to Strands. 49-31, Pius.
I know it was one possession, but you just saw what the height advantage is doing now for St. Pius. I mean, down there was three offensive rebounds for St. Pius, virtually uncontested.
Martinez driving to the basket, forces contact and a foul called on Claus. That'll send Martinez to the free throw line for a couple of free throws here. Martinez, leading scorer for the Eagles, tied with Doldy. He's got 10 points in this one. Martinez, one of two from the line tonight. Make that one of three as he misses that one. Reminder, the NFL playoffs will be on KJFF as well, so you can tune in Tennessee Titans, Kansas City Chiefs. First game of tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here on KJFF. We'll have the Atlanta Falcons and the Los Angeles Rams following right after. Second free throw. This one is up and in for Martinez. He goes 2 of 4 from the line. He's got 11. Easter brings it up the floor for Pius. Bounces it over to Nagger. Back out. Thornton back to Nagger. Through the legs, kicks it out to Thornton. He's going to dial up a contested three off the front rim. No good, but Nagger with the rebound. Back to Thornton. Drops it off. Simple on the left side. Can't finish. And a rebound and a foul is going to be called that time on Elliott Fisher.
And once again, another possession down low. And, three offensive rebounds once again. And I totally agree with your point, too. I mean, once they started putting the press on, one the 1-2-1 man, they've really got Grandview on a flummox right now.
And it looks like loose ball is going to go out of bounds as Grandview tried to push it up the floor to Pius. 39-32. Pius on top with 3:32 left. Eagles flip it up to Doldy at the top. Grandview moving from left to right. Doldy throws left to Martinez. Far corner with it, McAnally. Now outright is Doldy. And push foul is going to be called on St. Pius. It'll be Grandview ball underneath. 13 foul on the Lancers. And it looks like the foul will go against Jalen Thornton of Pius is first. Checking into the game, JT Isaacson for Grandview. A little check-in in favor of Martinez. First action for Isaacson tonight.
Well, they need him out there to now start dialing up some threes.
There it is, but well short. Misses, and Nagger comes up with it. Isaacson, 9 of 20 now this year from three. Easter shoots, misses. McAnally, the rebound. Coming the other way is Doldy. Doldy with the basketball, dribbles, penetrates, kicks it out. Richardson sends it out right. Isaacson, pump fake, dribble drive, and he's fouled hard by Thornton. Held it to the line for a couple of shots. Second foul in as many possessions for Thornton, and now Isaacson will head to the free throw line where he's 0 for 3 on the year. Hits the first, though, nothing but net. He's got one. 2:50 left on the third quarter clock in this one. And it's actually going to be the third foul on Jalen Thornton. Beg your pardon. Isaacson's next free throw is going to rim home and in. He's got two, and it's 49-34 with 2:48 left and counting. Bringing it up the floor is Townsend. For Pius, Townsend throws it out to Thornton. Thornton in the near corner. Dribbles with the basketball. Throws it back into the near corner. Townsend. Working against Isaacson, drives, floats, right hand, finger roll up and in. Ray Townsend on the board, number 9th scorer for the Lancers. And this one almost taken away by Thornton, but he finds it into the hands of Richardson. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors St. Pius.
That was just a really good read right there. Really good read by number 13? Yeah, number 13 right there. That's, yeah, Jalen Thornton. Just saw the ball standing, just sitting there, and he just reached in and got the tie up. Get the possession arrow.
Yeah, Thornton read that very well. As now here comes Townsend. Sends it to Thornton. Thornton with the basketball. Near corner with it is Nagger. Wiley Nagger drives, penetrates, goes up, and it's going to be a charge on Nagger. Nice shot by Martinez. Gets his feet set.
Well, I guess he got him set quicker than we thought. Because I didn't think he had him set quite yet. But
I thought he was there. I thought he got it there, but it was bang, bang. So goes to show that literally up to the discretion there because it was close. could have gone either way. And it goes in advantage of Grandview. Martinez gets the benefit of the doubt. Martinez up the floor to Richardson. That's a lot of contact and nothing called there. And loose ball instead ends up in a tie-up, but it'll be Grandview basketball as Townsend and Doldy and look like Fisher were all banging with each other.
And just watching this, to your point earlier, once they started applying this press and that tempo started increasing, McAnally is still throwing the ball in now for Grandview. Now they have finally switched it up, and there looks like Doldy's throwing it in. But it just seems like that height that they've added and the pace of the game, and it's just created all kinds of havoc for Grandview.
Isaacson for three, misses. Thornton with the rebound. Far corner with it. Rubel, the triple. Yes, sir. 9 for Rubel, his third three of the night, and it's a 20-point lead for the Lancers again. Here's the press defense from St. Pius. 1-2-2 pressure. Up the floor. Isaacson drives, and he's fouled. Looks like it's going to go against Fisher that time, and that'll send Isaacson to the free throw line. So I imagine with the score of 21-29 left in the third quarter, we've probably seen all from Luke Claus tonight. He'll get probably the rest of the night on the bench. He's got 11 points in this one.
It looks like Doldy tweaked a calf muscle or an ankle, and he looks like he's trying to check out here.
Oh, yes. Free throw up and in from Isaacson. And Doldy will take a seat on the bench. You're right. So now it's Martinez with Isaacson on the floor, as well as McAdelly, it looks like, Perrin, and now Strands for Grandview. Isaacson 2 for 2 for the charity stripe. He has got 4 points.
Well, if there is a bright spot for Grandview this quarter, it's the fact that they're 5 for 6 from the free throw line. But unfortunately, you're still down by almost 20 points. We'll make it 18.
54-36, 1:20 left in the third quarter. Thornton to Nager at the top, met by McAnally. Throws it out right to Townsend. Townsend dribbles left, working against Martinez. Steps back at the three-point line, collects his dribble. Dribbles right, penetrates, drives, floats in the lane with the right hand. Another pretty move to the basket by Dre Townsend. He's got 4, back out to a 20-point lead with under a minute left in the third. McAnally zips it up the floor to Martinez, spins around the defender, goes up, and a nice move by Brian Martinez. Shows some athleticism. 13 for Martinez. Here comes Townsend. Throws it out right to Thornton. Thornton gets the screen right, drives, floats, foul, count it. Jalen Thornton gets it to fall on the right side. He'll head to the line for a chance at a three-point play. No.
Nope.
No, it's on. It is on Jalen Thornton. Did you think it was there that time?
Nope. No, after the prior call, now I'm just flipping a coin now.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I thought that he was not there. Grandview will take it, though, for sure. And then a right side layup is up and in. Zach Perrin. His first bucket of the night. 16-point lead. 20 seconds left. Thornton. Far corner for three. There's Rubel off the rim. No good. Dre Townsend chases down the rebound. Back out to Rubel. Rubel to Nager. Tries to find the open man. Misses. He was trying to find Bishop. And now it's Martinez with it. And this one almost stolen away. Loose. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Grandview basketball. Last touch by the Lancers. 6 seconds left. Nope. Official overrules him on the lead official does on the trail. And it'll be, it looks like, Grandview or Pius ball here with 6 seconds left. Thornton, 5 seconds, pushing it up the floor with three, with two. At the buzzer, the floater falls for Sam Bishop, and it's a 58-40 lead at the end of three on the assist from Jalen Thornton. We'll step aside for a one-minute break here at KJFF.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
.58-40. St. Pius leading the Grandview Eagles here at the start of the fourth quarter at home in a boys small school conference matchup here in JCAA. Dre Townsend with the basketball. Grant Beeman is back into the game, as well as Bishop, Jalen Thornton, and Rubel. Rubel has it at the top, throws it out right. Mid-range jump shot this time for Bishop. Too strong. Dre Townsend chases down the rebound. He's going to jack up a triple. That's short off the rim. McAnally barely saves it. This is going to be loose, though, and it's going to go out of bounds right at the half-court line on the far side, and it will remain with St. Pius.
Well, now their 16th turnover of the night for Grandview. And, you know, the problems are just starting to add up, and Pius just seems to be converting on every one of them.
Rubel for three, air ball, short. Rebound belongs to Doldy. Doldy tries to jack it up the floor and stolen away from Thornton again on that press. Townsend with it now. Townsend driving baseline in, an offensive foul on Townsend. And that will be Townsend's first, I believe. And Grandview will get the basketball. That's the 18th foul on St. Pius. Second foul on Townsend, beg your pardon.
Unofficial totals in that third quarter. I have St. Pius with 11 rebounds just in that third quarter alone to 2 for Grandview.
Wow. Obviously, that was a difference that both coaches talked about, noting the height advantage. Coach Miller was hoping to be a little more fundamentally sound. The Lancers so far dominating the glass. Doldy has it on the left side to Martinez. Wide open look for three, and Martinez short. No good. Loose on the floor, Bishop, and a push foul is going to be called on Martinez. That'll be the fourth foul. So Brian Martinez trying to keep that alive, did a little too much, second foul. Cook is going to check into the game for Jalen Thornton. 6:49 left in this one. Up the floor, here comes Townsend. Townsend crosses over, bounces off to the right side to Cook. Cook wanted to pass it, and then had second thoughts, and instead loses it right in the hands of Richardson. Here comes Strands. Strands throws it out right to Doldy. Near corner, McAnally. McAnally crosses it up. Strands dials one up from deep and misses. No good. And the rebound belongs to St. Pius and Rubel. Rubel pushing the pace, bounces it right. Cook to the basket. Hangs in the air and gets the defender. Strands to go right by him, and Cook puts it in. He's got 5, 60, 40, 6, 12 left, and a foul called. It's a charge on Martinez of Grandview, and a technical foul called on Brian Martinez as well. So St. Pius to shoot free throw, said something in earreach of the official. Martinez will have to take a seat on the bench on the technical, and things spiraling a little out of control here for the Eagles.
Yeah. I would say right now the wheels have officially come off the wagon.
So Veman now at the free throw line. Trying to score, can't do so, misses. So far the Lancers have had 10 people score. He's trying to become the 11th if he can hit the free throw here. And Veman does so. So 11 Lancers have now scored in this one. 61-40, 6:11 left. St. Pius will get the ball back as well. Martinez with four fouls now. He's on the bench. Isaacson is checked back into the game. Cook will inbound for the Lancers. Puts it into the backcourt to Townsend. Townsend comes across the timeline. Throws it out left. Here's Bishop with the basketball. Bishop sends it up top to Rubel. Rubel over out left. Back to Cook, to Townsend. Townsend. Back to the basket. Down low to Veman. Veman with the basketball. Up top to Cook. 5:50 to play in this one. puts it on the floor as Bishop drives left-handed off the front rim, no good. And Richardson corrals the rebound. Up the floor to Isaacson. Isaacson splitting defenders and has it ripped away by Bishop. And then a foul is going to be called on Doldy as he tried to take it away. And that'll be the 17th foul on Grandview, and that will send St. Pius to the line for a 1-1.
I mean, literally just took that right out of his hands. Like, here, that's my ball. I'm going home with it.
Yep. He just literally took it right from him. So 1-1 opportunity here for Bishop, who's got a couple points in this one for the Lancers. Easter's checking back into the game in favor of Townsend now.
You know, I think going forward for Grandview, and, you know, their next game is the 9th against Valley Park. And in order for them to try to right the ship a little bit, if you will, that they just have to try to play just a cleaner game. Just some of the mental mistakes, turnovers, and then just try to get better rebounding or tie it into more effective shooting from the floor.
4 points for Bishop as he hits both from the free throw line up the floor to Doldy. Doldy driving, contact, no call, loose on the floor. Offensive rebound, Richardson puts it back up and in. Oh, Richardson with 4 points, 63-42, 5:20 left. With it is Easter. Easter driving, kicking. Rubel wants his fourth triple of the night off the front rim, no good. Richardson gets the rebound and then a quick foul called on Rubel. That'll be his third, and that'll send Richardson to the free throw line for 1-1.
And as soon as I say that, Grandview now is, you know, they have snuck up. They've got four rebounds now, but you're noticing now when Pius is missing some of those shots, you now have some of the Grandview Eagles are now diving in there, getting those loose balls. But I would bet if you talked to Coach Miller even at halftime or even in the pregame and said, hey, you know what, let's just say if you had a loss tonight, I doubt he would tell you it would have been by about 20 points.
Loose on the floor. Richardson's got it in the near corner. Certainly the Eagles hoping to have made this a tighter game. That one swatted away from behind by Bishop. And out of bounds, it'll be Pius basketball. Martinez checking back into the ball game for Grandview. 63-42, 5 minutes left in the ball game. Grandview trying to apply a press themselves against Pius. Up the floor, bouncing it. Veman goes up, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it right back up and in. Grant Veman. Hustle points that time. He's got three up the floor. Martinez alone, and Martinez bakes it in off the right side. So Grandview breaking the press that time. He's got 15. Cook, far side. Rubel with it. Back out to Cook with the basketball. Caden Cook, Rubel. In and out, no good from three. Richardson with the rebound. Brings it up the floor to Strands. Martinez with it, driving to the basket, floats, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line for a couple of free throws here, will Ryan Richardson.
Well, they are not going away quietly. You know, Rubel keeps getting those looks down here from three, and they're not going in, and I believe Grandview's taking every advantage of that, trying to claw their way back into this lead that's been generated by the Lancers here.
Free throw attempt, Martinez. And that's the one thing that Coach Lawrence mentioned. He said Coach Miller's ball clubs, they're a bunch of kids that they're not going to stop fighting no matter what the score. This is a team that was down by 20 really at the start of this fourth quarter, and they have not played like they're down by 20. No doubt about it. They have certainly not killed over or anything. They're fighting hard in this one. Martinez, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. 17 points for Brian Martinez. It's now 65-46, 4:15 left. Rubel with the basketball. Bounces it over to Cook. Back to Rubel. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound belongs to Doldy. Doldy pushing the pace up the floor. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Doldy, out of bounds. St. Pius Easter did a nice job knocking that off the foot of Doldy. It'll be Lancer's ball. Michael Bollinger has checked into the ballgame for the first time for St. Pius. He'll do so in favor of Rubel. Bollinger, 6-foot freshman.
Got the JV uniform on still.
That he does.
There you go.
Cook driving around the lane. Just loses the basketball. Goes out of bounds. Grandview will get it with 3:57 on the clock. 65-46. Lancers on top. Goldie drives, floats, swatted away by Bishop. Loose on the floor. Still loose. Grandview's got it. And then chucks it out of bounds. Goes McAdally. And it'll be St. Pius basketball. Not McAdally, beg your pardon. That was Strantz. And now Coach Miller has gotten teed up. So a technical foul on Coach Chris Miller, who's clearly not been happy with the officiating all night long. Some of those calls on the out of bounds and whatnot that they've seen. Doesn't like that one, and he's hot. And that will send Boinger to the free throw line. He's got a chance to become the 11th Lancer to score here. He could knock down a free throw. Misses that one. That's no good.
Boinger just happy to get into the game, get his name called. I think we've said his name more times than we have McAnally's in this quarter alone.
Trying to get that free throw. Can't quite get it, though. Goes in and out. No good that time. Or Boinger. It would have been, you're right, obviously awesome moment for him to get in the ball game. And there's the timeout taken by Coach Miller. 3:46 left. 65-46. Pius on top. We'll be back in a minute here on KJFF.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County WISE Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, January 14th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the WISE Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike, a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The WISE Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.346 left on the game clock, and it's the St. Pius Lancers in full control over the Grandview Eagles in this one, 65-46, the lead. Cook with the basketball will throw it in for the Lancers. 3:46 left on their way to their seventh win of the year, second in conference. Boinger throws it out right. Beeman wants a triple, and Beeman says hello from three. He's got six. Van Beeman puts it through. Strantz up the floor. Martinez right side, counted in the foul. Ryan Martinez will get an and-one opportunity and have a chance to get a game-high 20 points if he could put down the free throw. He's got 19.
You know, we were talking about Coach Miller, you know, possibly showing some frustration with the officiating and, you know, just the way this game has gone. But you know what? The officiating hasn't created a 20-point gap. And I think it's just been the frustration on all sides of the Grandview bench tonight. You know, Martinez lost his head a little bit there a while ago. You know, Coach Miller exploded. But you know what? It's just, you know, I think a lot of this also, too, is you're just trying to, redeal with the life without Colby Klaus again for another season. And you just see a lot of everything just piling back on now.
Yeah, I certainly think so. And obviously, Grandview hoped to be a little more competitive in this conference game, but unable to do so. I think you're right. Yeah, just the frustrations in this one amongst the players and the coaching staff. Martinez drills the free throw, 68-49. In favor of the Lancers, 3:28 left. Rubel will throw it in. Rubel, Cook, Veeman, Boinger, as well as Bishop on the floor for St. Pius. David Kreith is checking the game for St. Pius. Loose on the floor, stolen away by Doldy. To the basket, up and under, no good. Kreith to follow, and he is fouled. Kreith will head to the line for a chance at two free throws here.
Hey, you have bodies flying all over the place now. This is almost like a rugby, football, basketball game all thrown into one.
Certainly a physical ball game between the two teams, no doubt about it. What you expect, conference rivals on the floor here. Free throw attempt from Kreith. He's trying to get on the scoreboard, and he does. David Kreith with a bucket. That's just his fourth point of the season. Second made free throws, 2 of 4 from the line. Make that 3 of 5. It's both. 68-51, 3:19 left. Creed checks out of the ball game. Martinez back on the floor with Richardson, Doldy, Strands, and McAdelly. Cook spins around trying to break the press. Sends it up to Bollinger. Bollinger throws it out. Ryan Rubel near corner with it. Neiman, he wants a three. He's got his second of the night. Grant Neiman's got 9. Martinez has it up the floor. 71-51. Doldy trying to answer. Can't do so. Misses off back iron. McAdelly with the rebound, but misses the putback. St. Pius' Bishop grabs the board. Cook bounces it to Rubel. Feeman, 3 in a row. No, can't get it, and it's off the hands of Bollinger out of bounds with 2:44 left.
Showing Rubel how to get it done. He's like, give me the ball, big fella. I'll bury a couple here. He seemed to be having a little bit of difficulty.
Yeah. Rubel hit 3 in the first half, but it's gone cold in the second half. And Beeman is taking his turn here in the second half. He's got 2 triples. Strands to Doldy as Grandview brings it up the floor. Back over to Strands in the near corner. He wants a 3. He airballs it. Too strong. And it's into the hands of Cook. And then a foul called on Grandview. And that will send Cook to the free throw line. So Cook will head to the line, and this one Cook has got 5 points. This will be a 1-1. It was a 19 foul on Grandview.
It's been an active 5 points. I really thought he had a few more than that, but he's played a really solid game, even that and with the limited 5 points that he's put up.
Most definitely. Grandview the rebound. Coming the other way. Strands, left side, puts it up and in. Drew Strands scores. He's got 5. Pius coming the other way. Pressure from Grandview. Here's Bollinger. Tries to bounce it down low. McAdelly knocks it out of bounds, and it will stay with St. Pius with 2:09 left, a 71-53 lead for the Lancers. Richardson is back into the ballgame for Grandview. Bollinger will check it in underneath on the left side. Inbounds it to Rubel. Bollinger is going to dial up a contested one off the rim. No good. Loose on the floor. Offensive rebound by Beeman. Rubel thought about it. Decides against. Bounces down low to Bollinger. Powers his way up, and he can't finish. Off the right block. No good. Rebound to Richardson. Strands comes the other way to McAdelly. McAdelly, cross-court pass. Martinez puts it on the floor. Back to the basket. Drives. Contact and a foul. And Richardson will head to the free throw line for a chance at 2 free throws here, as it looks like Beeman is called for the foul.
Well, they are doing everything they can to get Bollinger into the scorebook here.
Yeah,
he's
really
firing
are.
Up the three. He's trying to bring him in from down low, and so somebody I think's put a little board over the bucket net here, and he just he's got to figure out how to get that in there for the big kid, freshman getting his first look.
Does not have a point this year, as Martinez has 21 points tonight. He has certainly been a bright spot for the Eagles in this one. Has played really hard. Breath getting set to check back in for the Eagles. Second free throw attempt for Martinez. Up and in. Breath will check into the ball game, and he'll do so in favor of Richardson. Martinez with 22. And Martinez tried to get the steal that time, but he knocked it out of bounds, so Pius will get it back. Inbounding it is Veeman. Full court pressure again from the Eagles. Sent it to Cook. Cook with the basketball, dribbling around, and now he's got it across the timeline. Sends it to Bollinger.
He's going to heave it up from back there.
Bollinger throws it over to Cook. Cook back over to Bollinger on the right wing. Steps through, drives to the basket, floats in the lane with the right hand, and there it is. Banks it home with a pretty move, probably the best move he's had all night of his attempts, and he gets it to fall on the right side, and now he steals it away, but then loses control of the basketball. Still loose on the floor, then he gets it back. Now it's a jump ball, and it is. Jump ball, and the possession arrow will favor Grandview, 73-55.
Hey, give the freshman some credit. I mean, that move might have been one of the smoothest moves of the night. That was Bollinger going through there like the old bowling ball. I mean, he's a big kid.
And with that, the only Lancer that hasn't scored tonight is Elliott Fisher. 12 out of the 13 kids have scored for Lancers that have come into the game. Right side, Richardson swatted away by Bollinger, out of bounds. Granville retained possession.
You know, as a freshman, it's a good night when you're at the varsity level and you pretty much have your name in every column of the scoring book.
No doubt. Doldy the inbound, jacking up a three, far too long. Richardson the rebound, back to Doldy. Doldy bounces it down low to Richardson. Richardson goes up, draws his defender in the air, and a foul. That'll send Richardson to the free throw line for a chance at a couple of free throws. It's been a very foul-heavy fourth quarter, that's for sure. This time, the foul is going to go against Bishop, his second. That'll send Richardson to the line. First free throw attempt is off back iron, no good. Both teams in double bonus now. 18-point lead for Pius with just 54 seconds left.
Going to have to get a hold of the soap lady to get some of the blood, bruises, and some of the floor burn stains out of the unis tonight.
Bollinger with the rebound off the miss. And he's got it. Sends it up the floor to Cook. And a push foul on Doldy. That'll send Cook to the free throw line for two free throws.
Tell you what, hard-fought game tonight, as we mentioned earlier. Up next for Grandview, January 9th, they're at Valley Park against the Hawks. Hawks are 7-4. And for the St. Pius Lancers, up next for them, they're at home against Bishop DeBorg on the 9th as well. Cook sinks the first one at the line.
He's got six. We'll take Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Mineral Area College in Park Hills as well. Timeouts of the game. Been brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Grandview bringing out a host of subs. Junior varsity kids now into the ball game for the Eagles. They are on the floor. Isaacson controls it for the Eagles. 45 seconds left. Sends it out left to Creek. And that ball knocked out of bounds by Veman. We'll give it back to the official. Sends it back to the Eagles. 41 seconds left. 75-55 lead. Isaacson with the inbound. Stolen away, though, by Rubel without much problem. And Veman is going to walk it up the floor. And the Eagles retreating a little bit this time. Veman with the basketball. He's going to get around the defender. Sends it out to the near corner to Bishop. Bishop back to the basket to Bollinger. Far side with it, Rubel. Now left, 13 seconds left. Cook holding it, and the Lancers might be content to just hold this one out. Throws it out to Cook. Back over to Bollinger. Bounces it to Cook. 3 seconds on the clock, and the St. Pius Lancers knock off the Grandview Eagles in a conference matchup by a score of 75-55. Pius improves to 7-5 on the year. The Eagles fall to 4-10. We'll step aside for a timeout. When we come back, we'll reveal the Patsy's Furniture player of the game in time for the post-game show, the Home Pools and Spas post-game show, that is. It's all coming up next here on KJFF.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Hi, this is Santa Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back in, AM 1400 KJFF. The final tonight, the St. Pius Lancers knock out the Grandview Eagles in a boys basketball matchup, 75-55 to improve to 7-5. Grandview drops to 4-10. Will Chester alongside Matt Bates. And Matt, Grandview leading 13-9 after one. Coach Lawrence decides, hey, we're going to turn up the pressure here in the second quarter, full court press. And it clearly worked out very well for the Lancers as they dominated the rest of the way.
Hit the nail on the head. I mean, after the first quarter, Pius turns around and they throw up 66 points in three quarters. And I mean, the way that first quarter was going, I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather if you told me they were going to score more than about 30, 35. But I mean, they just started catching fire, lighting it up. But you know, when you do the little things like turn the ball over without much help, you know, if it's just simply throwing the ball out of bounds, not making the other team really work for whenever you're going to turn that ball over, and whenever they do and you convert off of it, I mean, it just drives a bigger nail into the coffin, and that's what you saw tonight. I mean, Grandview, they wind up going 13 for 37 from the floor. I have St. Pius going 19 of 36, almost 50% from the floor tonight. And so, I mean, that alone is huge. And then they get out-rebounded. Pius, 34. Grandview, I have them for 23, and that's offensive and defensive rebounds. But it just seemed like every ball that was being contested in those first three quarters was really being managed by St. Pius, and they were converting off of them.
No doubt about it. The turnovers were certainly there by Grandview in large part because they could not solve that. Once you do full-court pressure press, they got a lot of trapping into the backcourt, hands in the face. That forced guys like McAdelly to have a tough time trying to see ahead up on the floor and throwing the ball away and whatnot, and really struggling on that. Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. And we will go ahead and give you the Bloomsdale Bank stats. By my count, for the St. Pius Lancers, they had 12 of their 13 players score. Now, my unofficial count, I'm missing 4 points. Elliot Fisher, the only player not to score. He did get into the game, so perhaps he did get a bucket that I missed. But if not, 12 out of the 13 Lancers that played in this one scored. That's a remarkable feat, no doubt about it. Leading the way for the balanced scoring attack, Jalen Thornton with 11 points, Luke Claus with 11 points as well. 9 from Josh Rubel, 9 from Grant Beeman to go along with that. 6 from Riley Nager. Some of the scores as well. Gary Easter, Townsend, Sipple, Bollinger, and Bishop also scoring. For the Grandview Eagles, game high 22 points for Brian Martinez. 6 from Colton McAdelly, 10 from Anthony Doldy, 5 for Drew Strands to lead the way. JT Isaacson and Noah Richardson also scoring for the Grandview Eagles, and Zach Perrin and David Creek as well. Final score 75-55, and our Patsy's Furniture Player of the Game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's in St. Joe in Park Hills. Really, you could almost give it to the whole entire St. Pius team in this one because of how well that they played. Luke Claus obviously was big down low in the ball game as well, but Jalen Thornton, the 11 points, 4 rebounds, and several assists, I think kind of did it all, especially at the beginning when they started to turn it up. At the beginning of the game.
Yeah. Once they added the height, they changed up their press formation. You really seemed to have the feeling that Grandview was just self-destructing, and they just seemed to, I'm not going to say fold under the pressure, but they just St. Pius, once they turned it up, they never relinquished the lead. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the first quarter, it was 13-9. Pius throws up 66 in the next three quarters. I mean, that is just, that's huge ball. That is huge ball those young men played tonight.
No doubt. We'll step aside for a short break on KJF. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, Coach Eric Lawrence. That's coming up next.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Welcome back in to AM 1400 KJFF, online at MIMOinfo.com. Joined now by the victorious head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, Coach Eric Lawrence. Coach, you guys get a 75-55 conference win as you return home. And one of the more impressive things that I see just on the box score, 12 of your 13 players that got in the game all scored.
Yeah, boys did great tonight. I thought this was one of our better efforts as far as energy, being together as a team, supporting each other. I know I said it in my post or pregame interview, Grandview doesn't stop. They just keep coming. They work hard, and that's what I told Chris after the game. But, you know, it was nice for us to be able to get some guys in there that we maybe don't get to play as much. And, you know, I'm just proud of them. You know, you put kids in, they don't get to play a lot. They're out there hitting threes, having a good time. It's just a joy to watch.
Yeah, how about Michael Bollinger on that? He was working hard for that bucket, and I thought the point scored on probably the hardest play he had, slashing to the basket there.
Yeah, you know, I told Mike, this was his first time getting in a varsity game, and, you know, I told him, I said, make sure you go out there and you try to get your basket. You know, if they're pressing, you know, I told Chris, I yelled it so he could hear me, you know, if they're going to press, then we're going to try to score. And, you know, so it was good, but proud of Mike. You know, he didn't really miss the one layup. I talked to him in the locker room, said he freaked out, which is, you know, explainable in his first varsity game. So,
Coach, obviously as well, 13-9 at the end of the first quarter, Grandview on top. You incorporate that press that you said you did with Valley Catholic as well, and Grandview just was frantic all over. Your guys' athleticism and speed really caused them some problems, trapped them in the backcourt.
Yeah, you know, I got a certain lineup that I can put out there, and they got speed. They're just all over the place. They're doesn't really look disciplined to somebody who may watch basketball, but that's the whole point of it. It's not discipline. We're just running, going, jumping, trapping, talking, you know, try to rattle some people. I wanted to start out with that, but due to some issues, I couldn't play some kids to start the game. So, you know, I thought the boys in the first quarter played good. You know, gave up some shots, missed some shots. But second quarter, we really took off with that press.
Coach, now 7-5 on the year. You turn your attention next. I believe you got Valley Park coming up. Or is it DeBoer? Bishop DeBoer, coming up. Grandview, Valley Park. So what are you guys going to do against DeBoer back at home?
You know, Bishop DeBoer, we blew them out last year, but they had three freshmen starting. So common sense to tell you those three freshmen that are now sophomores are going to be good. They were good last year. So, you know, Bishop DeBoer, they played hard. They're a talented team, got some talent. So it's just going to be, you know, control what we control, effort, intensity, attitudes, things like that. And I think that if we do what we're supposed to do and play the game we can, that we'll be successful.
Coach, congratulations on the victory, and enjoy the weekend. I hear it's supposed to warm up at the end of it, so, you know, maybe you can go outside.
Absolutely. Thanks, Will.
Coach Eric Lawrence joining us here. Of the St. Pius Lancers, his team getting a 75-55 win over the Grandview Eagles in this one. We'll step aside for a quick 30-second break. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Grandview Eagles, Coach Chris Miller.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
Welcome back in here to AM 1400 KJFF, online at MIMOinfo.com. Joined now by the head coach of the Grandview Eagles, Coach Chris Miller. Coach, you guys fall tonight by a score of 75-55, and I felt like the big difference after that first quarter, you guys leading 13-9, was you guys were just not quite able to break that press that they were able to incorporate.
You know, we made some mistakes on it. It's something we kind of knew they were going to do, and you know, just a matter of time before they slapped a press on us. And you know, I actually think that the biggest thing was in transition we kind of forgot what numbers were sometimes and how to read them. And you know, I think it was the Rubel kid, he got loose from us. And you know, going in, some of the kids say, hey, you can't leave open. He was one of them. But you know, that's why you got 15, 16, 17 year old kids. And you know, sometimes that happens because big game, big conference game, crowd's great, and you know, emotions are high. So you know, we take a lot of positives away. I'm really proud of how hard we worked, and give Coach Lawrence a lot of credit. Those guys, I mean, he's got them in the right direction. Their schedule is horrendous, and for probably a lesser coach, or you know, a team with lesser talent and individuals, they could easily get crushed. And I think they're on the right track too. So a lot of credit to them and what they're doing.
Coach out rebounded tonight as well. I know that was one of the keys that you had coming into it, was to try to just limit that as much as possible that you could with the height advantage that Pius had.
Yeah, what did they get us on the boards? Off your
39-23, I believe.
Yeah, that makes a difference when you give them a couple extra shots here and chuck it and go get it. But you know, that's been a struggle for us all year. We are kind of the 6 foot and under team, and your post player is 6 foot tall, and you know, the other one's maybe 6 foot and a half, but you know, that doesn't matter. You know, rebounding is all about heart and effort. I know that at times we really gave it, and I think sometimes we might have been spent, and that's probably my fault as a coach. Could have got maybe some younger guys in there who are a little fresher. But you kind of ride and die with some of those guys that you believe in, and you know, we talked about in the locker room, we'll be better next time out.
Talk about heart and effort. Brian Martinez, that kid's got a high motor, and now that Klaus is on, he's certainly taken a little bit stronger of a scoring role going on there as well.
Yeah, I mean, and we do some things to help Brian kind of get loose, because there's some things he does really well. And he's hard to guard. He's real shifty. It's kind of like football, you know, with a basketball with him, because he can get around some people and do some things. It's pretty dynamic. Sometimes it's a, you know, high reward, high risk kind of play. But, you know, we like his effort. We're really happy we have him. And, you know, he's grown as a player since the start of the season, and so have a lot of these guys.
Coach, did you like the intensity and the atmosphere of the conference game tonight? I know you guys fighting until the very end there and really pushing on it.
Yeah, oh, that's the fun part about it. You know, as a coach, I don't know how many years I've been doing this, but that's kind of the part of it that brings you back to when you was a kid, and something that these kids can, you know, take with them someday and talk about it and pass on to their kids and keep the love of the game alive, and hopefully the same kind of traditions and rivalries that that exist here in the county. I think we got a fun conference where all the coaches kind of know each other, the players know each other, they play in multiple sports against each other, and you know, some of these parents have been have kids that now are, they used to play against each other, so it's kind of it's a lot of tradition. We like it.
Coach, as always, appreciate you taking some time to speak with us here.
No problem. Thank you.
Head coach of the Grandview Eagles, Coach Chris Miller, joining us here on AM 1400 KJFF. It's going to wrap up our coverage here of high school hoops on KJFF. Final score is 75-55. St. Pius on top of Grandview. They improved to 7-5 of the year. Grandview dropping to 4-10. For Matt Bates, I'm Will Cheshire. Special thanks to Crystal Wilcutt back at the studio for engineering and operating this broadcast. Hope everybody enjoys the weekend. Be sure to tune in to some Mizzou basketball tomorrow afternoon at noon. They got the Florida Gators, and then, of course, we have the NFL playoffs on the airwaves as well, and that'll get started directly after the Missouri basketball game with the first playoff game, Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of their weekend. We'll be chatting with you next week.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports on Straight Talk 1400. We now return you to regular programming.
Even if you got nothing to say, you got to call every once in a while to